Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is State Representative Rob Green. He represents District 47 in Central Indiana. He's also the author of House Bill 1265, which has also been co-authored by State Representative Kendall Culp. First of all, Representative Green, what can you tell me about House Bill 1265?
So 1265 came from a constituent, actually. It deals with the Hoosier Homestead Farm Program. So as your listeners very well know, and probably there's many of them out there that have one of the signs, it was a program that was developed in 1976 to honor the families that had continuous operation and ownership of a farm for 100, 150, and 200 years. So there were over 6,000 awards given. Now, not 6,000 farms, because obviously certain families have been in existence longer than 100 years. And so there were families that received a centennial, who also received a sesquicentennial and a bicentennial. So within that, you know, I'd estimate there's maybe 3,500 to 4,000 farms that are still holding that designation. And a couple years ago, a constituent reached out who had a centennial farm that had to deal with a potential eminent domain issue. Now, you know, they were, in one of the truest senses, a farm that had kept the family together for all those generations, had built it up over time. And as development crept out, and, you know, my district is very unique. It's sort of exurban. It's one of the last, you know, Shelby County particularly, it's one of the last donut counties that has maintained its agricultural identity. But they're in the Johnson County part. And so there was development pushing in, and there was an issue of eminent domain that came up. And the family was frankly shocked that there was zero consideration given to the profile of a farm like theirs, that it wasn't even a question. So we worked together. I put together a bill late in the game last year, didn't get a hearing, worked on it over over the summer and the intervening time, brought it again this time. And I'm very honored that it's going to be heard tomorrow, Tuesday, in committee. But what it does is it gives farms who have a Hoosier Homestead award another tool to be able to push back against eminent domain. Right now, a lot of these deals are sort of done behind the scenes. You know, a local government body or a utility or someone will come to these farms, and this all sorts of happens, you know, between the two parties and in the legal system. And what this bill does is create the Hoosier Homestead Farm in statute. To this point, it's largely just been an administrative award. So it makes it an official designation within Indiana law. And from there, it gives these farms an opportunity to remonstrate against eminent domain should a local government, a local body, a utility come in for a fee simple taking of property. So this doesn't touch easements. This doesn't touch property rights. If you want to willingly negotiate in that and you come to an agreement, sell your property, lease your property, does not touch that at all. This deals with individuals who are like, leave me alone. We've been farming for 150 years. You know, I want to continue to farm. My kids want to continue to farm. And it really just gives them an opportunity to push back against that. And, you know, one of the challenges is eminent domain is a very difficult, entrenched concept within American law. So it, in my heart of hearts, I'd love to see that even more limited. But, you know, this is really about giving them an opportunity to push back, to have their day in court, so to speak, and really give the entities that are trying to do the eminent domain process have to really make them think twice about it and potentially find a better path that doesn't involve condemning one of these farms.
My guest is State Representative Rob Green here on Hoosier Ag Today, the author of House Bill 1265, which has been co-authored by State Representative Kendall Culp. And you mentioned that this particular bill is getting its first hearing in the House Ag Committee. But from my understanding, you're also looking for other folks across the state who may have also been impacted by this situation if they also live or own or operate a Hoosier Homestead property. Is that right?
That's correct. So I'm not going to second guess getting on the schedule for a hearing. I'm very grateful for that. I was surprised it came up this quickly. I was still trying to get my feet under me here in the first week of session, but I'm honored to have it be heard, because this is this is obviously an important issue. With Representative Culp's inventory of lost farmland that came out last year, you know, this is just one track where we can help these farms. And so when I first filed that bill last session, I was amazed. I had three or four people around the state, nowhere near my House district, that had heard about this. And kudos to whoever shared it out on social media or was monitoring the bills last session. But they reached out to me. One had a very heart-wrenching story of, you know, the majority of the land within their homestead farm was taken. And other people had reached out being like, you know, I've had some people approach me. There was some potential here that eminent domain was potentially going to be used against. And so people that had a condemnation on their farm occur, and some that had gotten down the path a little bit where there was a potential. And so, you know, it's an issue that's out there, and you'd be surprised, you know, for, you know, 6,000 awards given to families since 1976. You know, you don't have to go very far to find a farm in your home county that has been around and operating continuously the way these homestead farms are. So, yes, if you know somebody, if you have one yourself, Tuesday, 1:30 p.m. in the House Agricultural Committee in room 156C, would love to have your story told and support the bill in any way possible. Because, again, this is, you know, this is a classic sort of debate in Indiana right now between, you know, how do we protect our agricultural roots and our agricultural industry when we have sort of more of an economic development mentality that's been pushing out from the city center, and some of this development that encroaches on farms that want to continue to operate is a deep concern. And I think this bill addresses one segment of that with families that that have beaten the odds and have operated for 100+ years.
Representative Green, if someone is listening, they have been impacted and they want some more information, can they reach out to you and your office directly?
They can. Email is actually the quickest. My House email is H47, as in House District 47, H47@iga.in.gov. They can also call the general line for the House of Representatives. Ask for Representative Green. They'll get you to my staffer, and we can walk you through what testifying looks like, helping you get on the agenda. But even if you show up the day of, the form to testify online doesn't open up till midnight tonight. You have to do it the day of the committee hearing. So you can either do it online tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning, or show up, and there's paper copies. You can fill out a form to testify. It's not very difficult to get on the agenda, but obviously with the short notice, you know, we wanted to get the word out as quickly as we could.
And once again, it is House Bill 1265. We'll have a link at HoosierAgToday.com. Once again, State Senator Rob Green representing District 47 in Central Indiana. And Rob, thank you so much for your time and for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, CJ. It was an honor to be on today.